This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's time now for our Every Now and Again series, where we take your questions about the economy and try to find an answer. We call it I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Today's question is about making a living as an internet star.
My name is Carla Mosqueda from Stockton, California. And something that I've always wondered is how YouTubers make money.
We sent Marketplace's Robert Garova to find out.
Anna Akana is what you might call YouTube famous.
Cats, they're kitty babies, you're up there dead.
Not all of her videos are about cats. She has almost 2 million YouTube subscribers on her channel and covers stuff like dating advice and burnout at work.
I've been doing this for free for 5 years, so please let me now try to make a career off of it. And I've always found that people appreciate when you're honest about it instead of trying to sneakily sell them something.
Akana says she can spend thousands of dollars producing just one video. And even though she's found some stability now, it's still a struggle.
Internet fame is so short-lived that I'd hope any professional creator tries to think of diversifying their income. A lot of us are trying to get into the TV and film industry and finding a way to really sustain what we've created.
This is what YouTube calls its creator space in Los Angeles. There's pro cameras and sound equipment everywhere you look, a state-of-the-art screening room, too. Creators like Anna Akana can check in and use whatever they want for free. Today, there's a 360-degree music video shoot going on. Alvaro Bajos is head of YouTube Space LA. He says this place exists to churn out content.
We give them a path to grow. We get them excited about doing the next thing. We show our commitment to them, and we keep them engaged at the platform.
And in turn, YouTube has content to sell ads around. But those ads aren't as lucrative for creators as you might think. David Craig is a fellow at the Peabody Media Center and a professor at USC.
For the creators, they're making very little money from those ads. They used to make upwards of $20 to $25 per 1,000 views, but over time, that number has collapsed as the platform itself has grown in scale.
Now, Craig says, that number is more like $1 to $3 per 1,000 views, depending on the type of content. Laura Chernikoff is executive director of the Internet Creators Guild. That's a nonprofit that hopes to make the profession more sustainable for people making content on the internet.
Many creators will say they can't reliably live on the split from YouTube, and brand deals give them an opportunity to expand what they're able to do. Sometimes they even create content for the company's channel, not just their channel.
And it's those brand deals, not the ads, where the real money is. Here's Professor Craig again.
If an advertiser comes directly to you and pays you to promote their brand or product or service, you could on average make between $75 to $100 per 1,000 views.
Which is a lot more than YouTube is shelling out on average. Anna Akana says the majority of her income is made from brand deals with companies like Squarespace and Audible. Professor Craig says brand deals are important, but it'd be wrong to say it's the only way creators make a living.
From virtual goods to fan funding to subscriptions on other platforms to e-commerce, live performances, book sales, music sales, film and TV performances, the list goes on and on.
And if that list of ways to make money on the internet makes you anxious, just think about creators like Anna Akana.
I think the scariest part of our jobs as digital creators is that it's completely brand new. This is new media. It's the Wild West. We don't know how long it's going to stay. And we really hope it does because it's a lot of people's jobs and it's how a lot of us make money.
To make things even more complicated, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat have all entered the space. So the brand a creator builds doesn't need to be tied to one platform anymore. I'm Robert Garova for Marketplace.
You've got questions? We have a series. What have you always wondered? For me, it's why so many parts of the country seem to have their own local potato chip brands. But that's beside the point. We want your questions. We're at marketplace.org.